come home. What was she thinking? A thundering noise broke her reverie. Glancing next door, she saw a dark figure race up the driveway, pulling a trash can behind them. The Blake residence. Anger filled her stomach as she turned back to the door. Nope, she would never. Nothing would make her that desperate to go over there again. Not after what Logan did to her. She pounded on the door. The sound was muffled by the layers of holiday cheer. Mom had to be here. She had to. But there was no answer. Lifting her phone up, she punched in her dad's number. Hannah? She sighed. Salvation! Hi, Dad.
Hey, honey, how was your flight?
Uneventful. Hey, are you home? I'm at Mom's and she's not here. There was silence.
She's not?
No, I caught an earlier flight. Now I'm standing outside in the rain. Hannah, sweetie, I would love to help you, but I'm not home right now. Actually, I'm 3 hours away.
Ugh,
Hannah's shoulders dropped. Seriously?
And besides, you know how strict your mom is about her time with you.
Apparently, it wasn't that important for her to not show up at the airport and to not be home. Did she not even check her messages now? She said she had the day off. Yeah, you're right. Go over to the Blakes and wait. Hannah shook her head.
Nope.
Good idea, Dad. Thanks.
Love you, honey. I'll see you on Christmas Day.
Love you, too. Hannah shoved her phone back into her purse. Typical. Neither of her parents were around, and she was left alone, again.
Hannah?
Ugh! She whipped around. A woman hidden by an umbrella stood behind her.
Ted thought that was you. What are you doing, honey?
Mrs. Blake? Hannah peered down to the silver-haired woman who was peeking at her from under the polka-dot material.
Of course, sweetie. Your mom's not going to be home for a few more hours. She picked up another shift at the hospital.
Hannah pushed her water-drenched hair from her face.
Of course. You're welcome to come over and wait.
Hannah peered over to the two-story house that had once been her home away from home. Her stomach knotted.
Are you sure that's okay? I don't want to intrude.
Mrs. Blake reached down and grabbed one of her bags.
No more questions. Of course it's okay. I just pulled out some bread from the oven, and I can't eat it all myself.
A rumble erupted in Hannah's stomach. That did sound enticing. The only thing she had eaten all day was a bag of overpriced, stale peanuts. She eyed the cream-colored house. Going back there meant facing her past, and that was the last thing she wanted to do today. Before she could come up with an excuse, Mrs. Blake turned and walked back to her house with Hannah's bag still clutched in her hand.
Come on, she called over her shoulder.
Hannah sighed and tucked her suitcase further under the stoop. She raised her purse over her head and started after her. This encounter was inevitable. Might as well get it over with. The warmth enveloped Hannah as she stomped her feet on the mat and shut the door. The smell of homemade bread and cinnamon filled her senses. The feeling of Christmas time had a magical effect on her nerves, and she felt the tension that had built up in her muscles disappear.
Mrs. Blake, it smells amazing, she said as she slipped off her coat and hung it in the closet.
A perfectly decorated Christmas tree twinkled in the corner of the living room. Christmas decorations were something Mrs. Blake was famous for.
Thank you, sweetie, she called from the kitchen.
Hannah pulled off her shoes and winced as she realized that her socks were soaked. Thankfully, the piece of luggage Mrs. Blake grabbed was the one with all her underwear and socks. Unzipping the bag, she rifled through it and emerged with a pair of dry socks. Once her toes were warm, she shoved the wet ones into her coat pocket.
What are you doing?
Hannah yelped. Standing behind her was a young girl, no older than 7. Her forehead was wrinkled.
What are you doing? She repeated.
Hannah's cheeks heated, but she forced herself to smile.
My socks were wet. Huh. Do you normally bring a change of socks everywhere you go? And
the girl stepped forward and peered into the bag.
Underwear?
Hannah reached out and pulled it from view.
I'm actually... Are you coming?
Mrs. Blake appeared in the hall,